Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by a Michelin-starred chef, restaurateur, author, and TV star. You've seen him in Iron Chef America, Take Home Chef, Top Chef Masters, and Crime Scene Kitchen. His latest series on HSN is Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone. We welcome Chef Curtis Stone.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Absolutely great. Curtis, let's go beyond the mic. You filmed this series at your 60-acre ranch in Malibu Canyon. Which guest surprised you the most with not only their culinary skills, but their stories?
The amazing thing about sitting down with people over food, breaking bread, opening a bottle of wine, is the stories they tell you and how open they are just blew my mind. You know, we had amazing guests from, you know, that were athletes and actors and songwriters and musicians and comedians. I mean, hearing Sebastian Maniscalco's story was pretty awesome. You know, this guy moved to Los Angeles to try and make it in somehow in the TV comedy sort of space. And he sort of came here. He was working in a hotel as a bartender at the Four Seasons. And all of the stars would come in there. And he's looking at all these people thinking, how on earth do I break in? And then hearing how he actually did it and sitting down and sort of watching him. And, you know, I mean, the guy's selling out Madison Square Garden faster than any comic has ever done it. He's got his own show with Chuck Lorre right now. He's in films with Robert De Niro and some of these guys that he was looking across the bar when he was their server. And I think Robert De Niro ended up playing his father in a movie that he wrote. You know, I mean, hearing some of their stories and just how their dreams came true. I got to sit down with Lindsay Vonn, you know, one of America's sweethearts, who was such an incredible athlete, and just sort of learning about her drive and determination and what she did to get to where she got to. It's really just such a privilege for me, but I think so interesting too for our viewers to sit in on it and listen.
Curtis, Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone is equal parts cooking and conversation. Why is it important to keep the balance between the two?
Look, I think those two things go hand in hand so well. You know, like I say, a glass of wine and a nice meal with someone, they'll open up and tell you all sorts of stories. We had Terry Hatcher on talking about, you know, her life, of course, on Desperate Housewives, but then she also told us stories about her personal life. And, you know, she's single, and I was like, how do you date? How does Terry Hatcher go on a date? And we joked about it, and she told me, you know, she went on Hinged, and she went on this app, and then they kicked her off because they thought she was a phony. And, you know, it's quite funny listening to different people's experiences and struggles and of course, their successes as well. And just, you know, meeting these people that you've seen on the screen for years, just as a real person, sitting on a couch chatting and talking about what they like cooking for their families. And, yeah, it was really fun.
It's HSN's Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone, and Chef Curtis Stone joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. Curtis, all this is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Let's go.
Best thing about your wife, Lindsay?
Oh, everything. She's an amazing human being. She's so compassionate and loving to the people that she cares about.
You love the Rams, so who's your favorite player?
Oh, Nakua.
Which dish or cultural dish intimidates you?
Anything Japanese. I don't have a lot of experience with Japanese food, so, and it's such a detailed cuisine.
Best place you ever went surfing?
Margaret River in Western Australia.
What's your favorite comfort food dish?
Homemade pasta of any denomination. It could be lasagna, it could be fettuccine with bolognese sauce, but pasta always makes me feel pretty happy.
How about your best Halloween costume ever?
I got dressed as a whale. My little guy got dressed as a hot dog, and my son got dressed as a monkey.
Which piece of kitchen equipment you can't live with that isn't knives?
It's got to be DuraPan. I've got this nonstick cookware that makes everything just slide out of it. You can get it at HSN, and it is the greatest cookware on the planet.
What food will your kids not eat, no matter how hard you try?
Well, I have one that eats absolutely everything and one that is extremely limited. So there's not one thing that spans both children, but they eat healthy, but yeah, there's certain things that Emerson just won't go near.
It's time for one big question with Chef Curtis Stone beyond mic. If people gain one thing from Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone. What is it?
The food is pleasure. You know, food, we've got to just take a little bit of time with it. It can be quick and simple, but when you do take that time to sit down with someone that you care about, it is a really beautiful thing.
Japanese food confuses him. He dressed up as a whale growing up for Halloween. Getting Grilled with Curtis Stone is available on HSN. We thank Chef Curtis Stone for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, mate. Nice chatting to you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.